Welcome to the Third Decade Podcast. I'm today's host, Nikita Wolf, and today's episode is going to discuss the topic of combining finances in a partnership. There are a few different outlooks on ways to approach this, so I'll be going over what those are, how you might make these decisions, and how they might change over time. To start us off, here are the common options. You could keep things entirely separate. You might do this if there's financial strain in your relationship or misalignment in being on the same page financially. Or if one or both of you just feels protective of your money. We get it. We all have different experiences. Another option is that you could have all of your finances in joint accounts and just keep all of it together and work towards all of your financial goals together and try to stay on the same page financially with what you both want to do with that joint money. Or you could have some joint accounts and some individual. This one tends to come most highly recommended for dual earning households. As an aside, this fourth option is more specifically relevant to people raising families. You might have one spouse caring for children full-time at home, where that relational agreement is that by doing this, one person is okay splitting their income 50-50 for the family's general benefit, meaning ideally that person is contributing to a Roth IRA for their partner, but that can only be done if they're filing jointly on their taxes. If they're not filing jointly on their taxes, it can be done for the non-working partner if they made some money that year and the amount contributed to the Roth IRA didn't exceed that amount. So you might be thinking to yourself, how do I make this decision? So every circumstance is unique, so you really need to look at the full picture. These are some important questions to ask yourself and can help you in identifying what's going to be best for your situation. In your relationship, are your money philosophies similar? Are one of you going back to school? Are you raising children? Is one of you a spender and the other a saver? Are both people's voices being heard in joint financial decisions? Nothing is saying that this can't change over time. There may be some seasons of life where it makes more sense to have your finances combined and others where it makes more sense to keep it separate. There are lots of successful relationships and marriages that use different strategies for managing their money as a couple. So this is not a one-size-fits-all type of thing. As far as logistics go for managing this, you want to have a detailed budget and a way that you're tracking these expenses. If one of you has significantly higher earning potential, you might split things up based on proportional income rather than even amounts. So the example I'm going to use here is, let's say your household requires about $60,000 a year to live comfortably. But let's say one of the partners only makes $30,000 a year and the other makes $90,000 a year. It would feel pretty challenging if you just split that 50-50 and the person making $30,000 a year just basically had nothing left over, whereas the person making 90 had $60,000 of extra income. It would feel a little bit unfair. So you might instead choose to base contribution amounts off of proportionate incomes, meaning the partner who makes $30,000 is only contributing $20,000 towards that overall $60,000 annual expense, and the partner who's making $90,000 is contributing $40,000, or whatever feels fair in your relationship. This leaves the opportunity for both of you to have extra money that you get to decide how to use. So to actually implement this, you're going to want to set up a joint account that you both contribute to that covers your bills directly, like your mortgage, utilities, groceries, other shared expenses like those. You can contribute to this account from your main personal account where your direct deposit is held, meaning that the money comes to your private checking accounts, and then both partners contribute the agreed amount to the joint checking where the joint expenses are paid from. And then basically whatever is left over in those personal accounts can be put towards the personal goals of each person. Whether that's socking away some extra money or buying a bike, you get to decide what aligns with your values and goals. If you have joint goals like buying a house together or going on a cool vacation, you can approach this the same way by contributing from your private accounts into a joint savings account that's separate from your normal expenses and contribute a set amount every month. The best way to get started is to look at your current budget or create one if you haven't already and evaluate what would work best for your relationship. We hope you gained some helpful insight from this episode. We know this can be complicated to navigate, but our hope is that in sharing this, it helps open up the conversation for those of you who might be actively navigating this in your own personal lives. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.